Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Costella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, we are going to be bringing in two really great iconic businesses here in the Hudson Valley. Starting out with first, Millbrook Vineyards and Winery, Ian Beerup. He is the VP of Production and Winemaker, along with a new business here in the Valley, but yet making a very big waves here in the Valley. That's Dutchess Roots. Lisa Sweeney, president, and Scott Sweeney, who is the co-founder. But before we get to them, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, including the Great Hudson Valley Scavenger Hunt, now in its fifth year. You can win over $10,000 in cash and prizes. It's supported by the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and of course, underwritten by some great sponsors, including our treasure sponsors, Adams Ferriker Farms, Foam and Wash Car Wash, Sweet Frog, Premium Frozen Yogurt, and of course, our media sponsor, Q92.1 and Marino in the Morning. This event will run through the end of July. You can get in at any point in time. It doesn't matter when. So you can get in now and you can still win big. There's big prizes throughout the entire event, including not only the prizes that you can win at the end, but also all types of cash and prizes throughout the entirety of the event. Find out more information at hvscavengerhunt.com. And of course, to close out the summer, put it on your calendar now, because the 34th annual J.P. Morgan Chase Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival is back at Time Warner Park in Unionvale, New York on Labor Day weekend. Labor Day is a little early this year. It comes August 29th, 30th, and 31st. So make sure you put those dates on your calendar, August 29th, 30th, and 31st, Labor Day weekend, for the epic event of the summer. That is the 34th annual J.P. Morgan Chase Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It's powered by Botini Fuel and, of course, Q92.1 and Marino in the Morning. There's all types of activities at this event, including live music, food trucks. There's all types of inclusive activities like games. There's a craft beer and wine tent supported by Millbrook Vineyards and Winery. There's all kinds of activities happening throughout the entire weekend. It's not just a hot air balloon festival. It's a festival with balloons. Find out more information right on the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. There's so many other activities happening at the chamber. Find them all online on our website at dcrcoc.org. We're going to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, we will be joined by Ian Beerup of Millbrook Vineyards and Winery. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Millbrook Vineyards and Winery, it's Ian Beerup, and he is the Vice President of Production and Winemaker for Millbrook Vineyards and Winery. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me, bud.
Tell our listeners about Millbrook Vineyards and Winery.
Yeah, beautiful 100-acre property with 30 acres under vine. We're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary this coming vintage, 2025. John Dyson started the winery early 80s. Originally, it was a dairy farm and took the building, and over the years, over many iterations, have turned it into a beautiful, flourishing vineyard and winery. We make about 15,000 cases a year with multitude of different varietals. Wines grown at our estate vineyard, and then also wines that are made from across the state from our different AVAs. Our primary focus is definitely New York State wines, and especially from our estate vineyard. But yeah, we do. John Dyson owns a fairly large vineyard in San Benito County, which is south of San Francisco. And that gives us the option to make some wines like Cabernet Sauvignon that we don't make or grow at our vineyard, or Zinfandel and Sangiovese, Pinot Grigio. These are a few wines that we sell exclusively at the winery. under our Pebble Ridge Vineyard label, so it's a separate label than our Millbrook label. Our Millbrook wines, which you see sold all over Dutchess County, our primary focus on those wines is New York State grapes. So the majority of those wines are Tokaj Frulliano, Cabernet Franc, Chardonnay. They come from grapes grown at our vineyard, as well as from different partners that we purchase grapes from in the North Fork of Long Island, as well as the Finger Lakes. We're really seeing a shift in the perception of New York wines over the last, I don't know, five or 10 years. It was always known as a state for Riesling, of course, with a focus on the Finger Lakes. But Cabernet Franc is really, really starting to gain some international attention due to its, you know, partially shift in weather that we've seen over the last 10 years, longer growing seasons, earlier bud break, some higher temps. So we're seeing New York wines, not just Riesling, really starting to get attention. And we love that we can offer the vineyard and winery experience to New Yorkers who don't want to travel to California or Oregon, but want to be able to walk through a vineyard with a beautiful view and be able to taste wines that were crafted from that very vineyard.
I think this is where I feel like you segued so perfectly into where I wanted to go next, because it is about the experience. It's that agritourism experience.
Yeah.
Having an event venue at the vineyard. And that is what separates you from many others. You have this gorgeous facility, which is multiple barns, and there's a tent overlooking a pond. And, you know, there's all different types of elements to the vineyard where people can enjoy live music, for example. You have special events. There's events there with Bernie Williams, for example, throughout the summer. Yeah, and there's a lot going on there at Millbrook Vineyards and Winery. It's just not the tastings of the wine. While that is primary, there are many other secondary and tertiary things going on there. So if folks want to check out the full slate of events, I'd recommend visiting their website. It's millbrookwine.com. That's millbrookwine.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. So that leads me into some of those upcoming events that you have going on. I know there's always something happening at the winery, so yeah. I want you to take it away.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about Millbrook is that you can have, you know, you kind of curate your own experience, really. You can come, make an appointment, do a tasting downstairs where we have kind of a big bar, and we've got some really wonderful people that have worked for Millbrook for a long, long time, quite a few of our tasting room staff. And they love to go on about the wines, to tell you about the vineyard, the wines. We've got tours on the of the winery on the weekend. We've got beautiful upstairs balcony where you can do a flight of a certain amount of wines. You can bring friends, reserve those tables. We've got a beautiful tap room that has a fireplace, big TV. So if you kind of want to come on a Sunday in the winter, we're open 7 days a week in the winter as well. And it's really a fantastic spot. You get a great overlook of a big part of the vineyards, a view of the Catskills. Or you can just come, bring your entire family, bring your dog, bring your kids, have your friends bring their kids, bring some chairs, blanket, or sit on our picnic tables. And you can buy some wines, spend the day outside by the ponds. You can walk essentially up. It's about a 600-foot elevation climb to a 1,000-foot elevation view of the entire southern tier of the Taconic, or the not the Taconics, of the Catskill Mountains. So it's really whatever you really want it to be. We have certainly Friday night food trucks, which is very, very, very popular. We've got jazz on Saturdays through the end of August. We've got all kinds of cool little classes. We've got cheesemakers that come through. We've got people who do classes on, like, bonsai and candle making and sushi making. We all kinds of neat things that we do upstairs in the loft of the barn. Yeah. So
I've seen belly dancing.
Yeah,
yoga.
Belly dancing. We just did. We just had our biggest event, the Bernie Williams concert, and we've been doing this with Bernie for 4 years now, I think.
So talk about this. This is something I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
But our listeners who aren't familiar with the Bernie Williams, the New York Yankee, and his affinity for jazz and music and also wine.
Yeah, so after he retired from baseball, he went to NYU and got a degree in jazz guitar. And he was riding his motorcycle up by the winery one day, stopped in. He's got a big love of wine. Tasted the wines, ended up meeting our GM, David Bova, and they kind of hit it off and talked about having a concert at the winery, and then that rolled into, hey, why don't we blend some wines together? And so every year we work with Bernie. He comes in the winery. We taste through barrels. He chooses different blends to make. We bottle those up, and then we have our big concert. I think it was 500 people at the winery this year, and weather held out. Concert was awesome. We went late into the night, and everybody had a blast. It's a really, really good time.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. That was the voice of Ian Barup. He is the VP of Production and Winemaker for Millbrook Vineyards and Winery here in the center of Dutchess County and in the Hudson Valley. Millbrook Vineyards and Winery, 130 acres of property in a beautiful vineyard overlooking the Catskill Mountains. Absolutely a majestic gem here, and I think a very hidden gem. Still people, I'm surprised at how many people, when I go out there for one of our events here at the Chamber, have never been there to this incredible venue. There's a lot happening at Millbrook Vineyards and Winery. You want to check them out on their website, millbrookwine.com. That's millbrookwine.com. Check out all the events that are upcoming. You just missed a great Bernie Williams event. However, you can still purchase the Bernie Williams wine collection,
yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chardonnay, and then our red blend, and we have a Pinot Noir as well. So yeah, come by the winery, you know, check it out. We've got, gosh, something like 30 different SKUs of wines. So there's something certainly for everyone at the winery. And you know, if you've got a friend who's not a wine drinker, we sell local beers as well for those folks. We have some non-alcoholic products as well. And yeah, it's just a really nice place to spend the day. Yeah. You know, that Eastern Dutchess County is such a quiet, beautiful place.
It's really central Dutchess, I look at it as.
Yeah, yeah. I've been here for 4 years, moved from Northern California, and knew nothing about Dutchess County.
So this is a great segue into Ian, because that's where I was going next. Let's talk about your background, your history, how you got into this. What brought you here to Dutchess County? Obviously, Millbrook Vineyards and Winery.
Yeah, yeah. No, I grew up, my parents were kind of old hippies, and my dad's from Albany, my mom's from Chicago, and I was born in Northern California in Mendocino County, which is a big grape growing region. And my uncle had planted a vineyard out there, and my father was out there helping him plant it, knew nothing about grapes. But they moved kind of back and forth from Washington County, which is east of Albany, a few times. And so as a kid, I spent time in Northern California on a vineyard, and then most of my childhood in upstate New York. After I went to college, I moved to North Carolina, and fell into the winemaking career really just by living in Sonoma County. It's everywhere. There's grapes everywhere you look. And I started working at a few wineries and bounced around and lived all over the West Coast and went to New Zealand. And you know, after 15, 20 years away from New York, COVID kind of came around, and it seemed like a good time to come back, and I knew some people. John Dyson owns a winery in the Russian River Valley of Sonoma County as well, William Sullivan Winery. And I knew, so I worked at a winery not like 10 minutes from there, and knew some guys, and ended up getting connected to David and flying out Thanksgiving of 2020. And was driving up the Taconic, hadn't been on the Taconic in ages, you know, since like high school, I think. And was just really excited. Just driving up was like, I'm excited to come back to New York, especially Dutchess County. You know, Washington County, beautiful area, incredibly rural. Dutchess County gives you kind of all of those things. Yeah. Like, it's got all the great restaurants, it's got that Hudson Valley vibe, yeah. but it's also rural and gorgeous. Yeah, and
great recreation.
Yeah.
Things to do, like,
so many things. I mean, we're still, you know, 4 years here finding new things. I have three little kids, so we're always finding new things, and we live right on the very top of Dutchess and Red Hook, and so yeah, now we're exploring Columbia County and Ulster County, and it's like, it is such a gem here, and we just feel really blessed to be in Dutchess County and to be able to, you know, my commute to work is just so pretty. Like, I'm like, yeah. Feel really lucky.
Yeah, we are very fortunate here in the Hudson Valley. Ian Barup, I want to thank you for taking the time, coming in and sharing with our listeners about Millbrook Vineyards and Winery, about your background and history. Thank you for being a part of the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show today and our Dutchess County community. To our listeners, we have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But of course, if you want to find out more about Millbrook Vineyards and Winery, visit their website, millbrookwine.com. That's millbrookwine.com. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from Dutchess Roots, Lisa Sweeney, the president of the MWBE business, as well as Scott Sweeney, co-founder of Dutchess Roots. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Tell our listeners what Dutchess Roots is and what it's all about.
So Dutchess Roots is a retail cannabis dispensary. We are located on Route 9, 2615 South Road, right by the Smoothie King and New Foam and Wash Car Wash. And we feature over 400 cannabis products from all across New York. We love to promote Hudson Valley-based farms, so we have a section just really featuring what's being grown in our backyard. But we're welcoming all types of customers, everyday users, we call Canna Curious. It's just a really welcoming, accessible environment for people to purchase cannabis.
While this is not necessarily a new industry across the country, it is relatively new here in the state of New York. I want you to tell our listeners about Dutchess Roots, what it means to be a cannabis dispensary, and what it takes to be a cannabis dispensary.
This has been a four-year journey for us. Once we realized that cannabis was going to be legalized in New York, Scott and I had decided to take the leap of faith and to open it in our backyard. We're both born and raised in the town of Poughkeepsie, so it was important for us to open in the town of Poughkeepsie. And so we started, you know, digging in and researching what could bring this dream to life. We have a close partnership with the town of Poughkeepsie. We wanted to make sure that they were not just welcoming to cannabis, but also just our whole concept. And we were excited to see that, you know, dream filled. So it's been a journey. The Office of Cannabis Management, who regulates the New York rules and compliance and regulations, had opened up the applications to become a licensed dispensary, but it happened to be a lottery system. So we had not the greatest number in the lottery. So we ended up receiving our license this past November. We broke ground a few days later, and we're excited also as we talk about what makes Dutchess Roots different. We're the only dispensary in the Hudson Valley who built from the ground up. So our location was a pile of dirt before we came. So we were able to design a space that, you know, fulfilled our vision. Like I said, is very welcoming in neutral tones and inviting. Accessible parking and accessible off, you know, Route 9, which is one of the busiest streets in Poughkeepsie. So that was part of our journey. We opened on June 9th, so we just celebrated our 1 month anniversary, And we're excited to see this dream come to life.
This is beyond just a small business. There is a lot behind getting a small business open, no less something that is in a new industry in the state of New York that is heavily regulated. Just take a moment and talk about some of those regulations and some of the things that you have to abide by.
Yeah, it was. It was a tumultuous path, one that was fraught with lawsuits and challenges and changes. The state didn't make this easy for anybody. And as Lisa said, this was a four-year journey for us. After 4 years, we can say we are the first in the town of Poughkeepsie to open one of these businesses. But we had to find real estate. Real estate was not easy to come by. We had to convince our town to allow the use within its municipal walls. We had to raise a lot of money from friends and family. We had to get them to believe in us and our vision and our location to make this work. And so there was a lot that went into this. I call it blood, sweat, and tears. But one of the things that was important for us is when we approached this industry, one of the things that we really loved about getting involved with this is that this is a nascent market. This was something where we could get into the ground floor on and compete on a level playing field. I joke around, my family didn't have a 30-year pasta sauce recipe, and so didn't think it would be smart to get into the pizza business to compete with people who've been making pizza for 50 years. Here, this is brand new. This is a brand new use, and this was our opportunity to create something special. Our motto, which we're very proud of, is elevate, educate, and integrate. And we're serious about that motto because we wanted to bring this new use to the town and to our community in a very purposeful way. Many dispensaries that you walk into are closed. They do not feel welcoming. They have frosted windows, or you cannot see in, and you come in and it just feels very unwelcoming. And we built this business for the masses, I'd like to say, and not the classes. We want to be all things to everybody, and you'll notice that in our design.
So for those listeners who may be just tuning in here, you're listening to iHeartRadio, the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And on the show today, we have Duchess Roots, and that's Lisa Sweeney, the president, and Scott Sweeney, the co-founder. And we're talking about their business that they're building here in Dutchess County and throughout the Hudson Valley with plans hopefully to expand in the future. I know you just got this open, and I'm sure it's probably not even on your radar at this moment, but I know that that will be the vision of the future for this organization. I can only imagine that with the work that you've gone to get to this point, it has to be that much easier to take that next step and leap. But you had mentioned something, Scott, talking about education, and that reminded me about something that you have done with Dutchess Community College, which is a scholarship and committing to a scholarship that was announced at their Board of Trustees meeting last month. I want you to take a moment and talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Thank you, Frank. And thank you again for having us here. Our mission is to set out and really educate the community on proper cannabis use and it's all of its benefits. To integrate into this community. And one of the ways that we did that was Lisa and I have been very philanthropic throughout our lives. We've been taught to be that way. And a few years ago, Dutchess Community College created a micro-credentialed retail cannabis dispensary program for its students. And we jumped on that at the opportunity. We've taught at that class, and we just saw it as a way to partner with our community in a very sensible way. What better way to create this win-win situation where Dutchess Roots gets to give back as a new business and as a form of integrated into the community, and in return, we can see folks who want to take this class get educated in the retail cannabis space, and we can help them with jobs after they complete the course within this community.
So, Dutchess Roots, let's talk a little bit about the products. You're a dispensary. Let's go get into a little bit of the details. So, flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, and so on. For those like me who are not very familiar with the products, in all honesty. So, let's get into some of the detail.
Yeah, and just to carry over what Scott was saying in terms of education being a priority, when you first walk into our store and you're welcomed by one of our sales associates, you'll also see a pamphlet, and I kind of call it a Cannabis 101, and that's for newbies who want to learn more about ways to consume, how to consume, what does all the terminology mean, how do you read a label. We even went as far as putting a journal at the end where people can, you know, jot down, you know, what they tried and how they felt. And so, you know, that's kind of the foundation of our dispensary and our concept. So if you come in not knowing, not only do you have the opportunity to speak to one of our incredible sales associates and incredibly knowledgeable, but you can also walk away with a free pamphlet to learn a little bit more. So with that, there's, you know, a handful of different ways to consume. There's flower, which is just loose cannabis. Pre-rolls, which is, you know, what we call joints. They're pre-roll joints. You can buy a single one. You can buy a five-pack. You can buy an infused pre-roll. Edibles are kind of an exciting category, and that is, you know, changing daily. We're all familiar with gummies, and there's pills, but now beverages is a huge category, and especially now in the summertime, people are coming in and buying some delicious flavors of our beverages. You know, we have our concentrates, which are a little bit, you know, higher in potency. We have tinctures that, you know, you can consume as well. Topicals, we have a lot of our customers are coming in. They may be a little bit older. They may be athletic, and they have pains, and we have different balms and whatnot that you can put to help relieve pain. So there are all different types of categories to choose from. And what's exciting about this industry is that every day is a new day. And so we're constantly being introduced to new products and new categories and new strains, which we're excited to share with our customers.
Yeah. The clock is going to take us here in just a couple of minutes, but I really want you to talk about the medical grade side of this and talk about some of the things that this can address and really help people with. I know things like tinnitus, for example, that is one area. I have a friend that is a very avid user of gummies because of tinnitus, keeping him up at night. But this helps him sleep. It gets rid of the tinnitus for him. And there's other reasons for it. So I just want you to touch on that for a moment.
Yeah. Lisa spent 2 months, I would say over 2 months, curating our menu. And the way we built our menu was to have something for everybody. And one of the most common customer that comes into our store is someone that has a problem with sleeping. Frank, it could be tinnitus. It could be they do not want to use their prescription medicine anymore, and they've heard the benefits of cannabis for sleep. And so we have a whole section of products that help with sleep, and they have active cannabinoids in them that help induce sleep. We have stuff for pain. We have stuff for to keep you up. You know, one of the things that some people want for cannabis is daytime use, and they want to have it as an upper. We have things for appetite suppressant and different ailments. And so when we built our menu, we have all different types of products, as Lisa just mentioned, at all different types of price points. And we really wanted to make sure that we had a little bit for everybody. And as cannabis becomes more normalized in society, which it is, if you look at the statistics, cannabis use is on the rise, alcohol use is on the decline. And as we start to see the federal position on cannabis change, we'll get more research on its medical benefits. And, you know, so we try to lead by the education component of this business, really putting that foot forward and helping people who come in here. We had a gentleman come in the other day. He had to be about 80 years old, and he had never stepped foot in a dispensary, and he never used cannabis before in his entire life. And his doctor had said to come in, and he was looking for something for pain. And, you know, we have balms and salves that don't get you high, but they're good creams for pain. We also have edibles that can be used for pain. So there's things out there that just you don't have to just smoke cannabis like, you know, many people thought back in the 70s. There's just so many different, you know, the industry, Frank, has just come such a long way.
When Scott came to me and asked me for a letter of support, I had gone to our board of directors and I said, this is what I want to do. And I couldn't think of two better people to open and professionalize the industry here in the Hudson Valley than Scott and Lisa Sweeney. Duchess Roots. Find out more information about Duchess Roots at DuchessRoots.com. That's DuchessRoots.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting DCRCOC.org. Lisa, Scott, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, that's all we have time for on our show today. But if you want to find out anything more about any of the guests that you heard on our show today or events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, all you need to do is visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting DCRCOC.org. Thanks for tuning in and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.